hands just glide so easily. You know, you really do have a wonderful cock. I must admit, I miss it during our time apart. No, my husband's cock is nothing like this. Your wife should be quite grateful. What? She doesn't miss it. Come now. How long have you both been together? 9 years. Wow. Has the passion just faded? Oh, I see. So she just never really had it? Let me guess. You were her first? Oh, her second. Well, very inexperienced. Have you tried talking to her? You know, letting her know what you need from her. She doesn't like talking about sex. Well, I want to play a game with you. I do. I'm going to suck your cock, lick your balls, and if you do a good job, even rim your ass. I want to listen to you have phone sex with your wife. And if you do a bad job, well, I'll just grab my purse, head back to my room, and I'll just see you in the lobby tomorrow, you know, for breakfast. Are you ready to call her? Good. You want me to do... What are you even saying? Have you been drinking? How many have you had? No. I'm not talking about that with you right now. Look, it's late. Don't you have a big meeting tomorrow? Look, I don't know what you want from me. You want to blindfold me. And then what? Well, I guess we'll see. Look, I have to check on the laundry. Oh, your mom called. Yeah, she wants to know about next week. All right. Get some good sleep. I love you. So what's the deal? Well, I can tell something is bothering you. Are you getting divorced? No? Okay, that's good. Why did I ask? I don't know. I could tell just, you know, something's been going on. And it's been, I don't know. I've just felt, I'm not sure. You know you can talk to me, right? Yes. Okay. So he wants more. Like what? He wants like a threesome? I mean, if I can save a marriage, I'm in. I'm joking, but I'm also serious. Well, so why don't you give me a specific example? Right. So he had a couple of drinks. He was feeling lonely and horny. He called you and you went with it, or you turned it down? What? You started talking about the laundry? Really? I mean, come on. He said he wanted to blindfold you? Okay. What's wrong with that? Look, I wish my guy was as into me as your husband is into you. Why not live a little? You know, could you ever go with him on, you know, one of his trips? That could be the key. You know, spice it up a little. You'll think on it? Well, I think you should think real hard on it. Come on. Her friend was right. She did need to put in a little more effort. After all, her husband was worth it. And even if she thought his needs and wants were a little, I don't know, outside her comfort zone, she should at least try. When her husband returned, she apologized for shutting down his recent attempt and let him know of her change of heart. If he wanted adventure, she was open to giving it to him. Of course, within reason. When her husband asked if she would like to accompany him on his upcoming business trip, all the wife could do was smile and say yes. After all-day meetings, the husband and his clients finally made their way back to the hotel bar. The wife, meanwhile, had spent the day relaxing at the spa, laying out by the pool, and of course, shopping. It was quite the relaxing day, but with the text from her husband, it was now time for her to go down and meet her husband and his colleagues and clients. The wife was a little nervous, though, thanks to a glass of wine, her worry of feeling out of place and awkward was starting to float away. So, your wife really made it? Oh, nice. She's coming down shortly. Well, I can't wait to meet her. Oh, come on. This will be fun. Well, I'm glad something good could come from all the bad things we've been doing together. So, just a 180? Did you give her an ultimatum when you got home? Come now. It wouldn't have worked? She's too stubborn, huh? Oh. She talked with a friend, huh? Well, what can I say? Women can be quite convincing, no? This must be your sweet little good girl wife. Just walking right up, huh? Oh, really? It is so nice to meet you all. Usually, I kind of feel out of place and just stay home. Yeah? I mean, you're right. I should get out more. That's actually what my girlfriend told me. You know, live a little. Good advice, huh? Yeah. I do. I kind of hear he does a pretty good job. You all seem happy with him, yeah? Oh, good. Yeah, you know. He's all right. I'll keep him. Well, yeah, I mean, better than all right. I mean, truthfully, I am quite lucky. Shots? I mean, I don't know. Okay, pressure is on, I can see. I mean, fine. If you insist. Baby, look, I'm gonna go up and head to the room. Well, I have something special planned. What do I have in mind? Well, I may not always seem like I'm listening, but you know, I can be fun. And let's just say I brought a blindfold. I did. Don't keep me waiting too long. Okay. I'll see you soon. So, where did your wifey go? Oh. Well, that's a shame. Isn't it a little early for bed? Really? I like surprises. Do tell. So she's just gonna be just waiting? Just like that? You know, why don't you go grab everyone another round and put it on my tab? You know, while you're at it, why don't you have 2 bottles of, you know, why not make it 3 bottles? Delivered to your room. What's the room number, by the way? Oh, yes. We're all coming too. Well, didn't your wife say she wanted to live a little? Oh, no, no. Who's the shy one? Trust me. And this is gonna be fun. Isn't it funny how sometimes things just simply don't need to be said in order for one to realize what it is another needs? Maybe it was the alcohol, the environment. But salespeople are known to push the envelope. You see, the husband wanted to expose his wife to others. He wanted others to see her. And with his coworker pushing, well, he knew this evening could get out of hand. But with enough drinks and enough pressure, his fantasy was about to become very real. As for the wife, she had no idea. She already thought she was being naughty just by coming along and agreeing to be blindfolded. No clue that it wasn't just her husband who was about to see her beautiful, naked body, but a whole crowd of people she had just met moments ago.